141 951 1025. It's time to talk football. It's Clyde One Super Scoreboard.
Hello and welcome along to Clyde One Super Scoreboard with me, Ewan Cameron, alongside me tonight. What does that mean, aha? I've not even introduced you yet.
I'm just waiting for the mic to come on. There it is now.
Aha!
A Super Scoreboard legend. You've heard the voice. You know him well. The one and only Hugh Keevans is here.
Well, I thought it was a surprise that Erik ten Hag was kept on at Man U, but it's an even bigger surprise that you've been kept on for a second week after your performance last Friday. What do you think, Simon?
I never seen it.
Oh, well.
I'm not going to lie, I never seen
you. I've not even introduced him yet.
Heard your performance, rather.
Yeah, sitting next to Hugh tonight is a man who won 10 caps for Scotland. He also went to the 1998 World Cup in France, but was deemed not good enough to get any minutes on the pitch. Simon Donnelly.
Yeah, that's a disappointment of mine, my career, obviously. It was a highlight of initially being picked, obviously, to go.
But you were flying that year for Celtic. You get chosen for Scotland to go to France to be part of the World Cup squad.
Yeah.
You must have thought, I must be getting ahead of Darren Jackson. Yet Darren Jackson played quite a few minutes.
Old teammate, yeah, he started.
Did you not play more games than him at Celtic?
I did.
That season?
I did that season. That was probably my best season for Celtic. Certainly goal return and stuff like that.
When we were 3-0 down to Morocco in the last game, did you not think you might have got on then?
Yeah, Hugh, I've been through this so many times over the years. I get told to go and warm up with Scott Booth, and I thought, right, just stick me on, regardless of the score. Get me on the pitch to say that I've played at a World Cup. My family was in the crowd, and unfortunately for me, it was Scott Booth that went on. I think it was the final sub. So, yes, that was me. I just went into holiday.
And the final indignity was, Simon thought, right, there's always Japan in 2002. And it turned out that Simon wasn't in Japan, and I was.
You're representing Scotland because we weren't there.
I was representing the wife and three kids.
We're going to get into the show in just a second. But I need to ask you about that time that you were in France with Scotland. There's a lot of players who are experiencing their first time at a major tournament. What's that week like in the build-up to the first game of the campaign?
Listen, I was thinking about it earlier on. The boys, what they're going to experience. We had the eyes of the world on us in that first game against Brazil. It will be the same this time for the boys. I know it's the European Championships. It will be the eyes of Europe and probably wider than that. To go into the first game against... To go into the game against Germany, the hosts, it's going to be an amazing experience for them. I think to have the whole nation behind you as well. And sometimes, I mean, the boys have obviously been away in their camp for two games.
Yeah.
So they've probably been in a little bit of a bubble. But when they see the fans on Friday night, and I remember the bus going to the game, going through to the Stade de France for the first game, and seeing the fans there, and then it's becoming even more real. It'll be an unbelievable experience for them.
Does it live with you? Like if it's like it happened yesterday, do you still have that feeling, that adrenaline rush, the excitement of what that's like?
Listen, definitely. I mean, you're saying the disappointment of not playing. Obviously, everybody wants to play. I think there was maybe five or six of us in that squad that didn't feature at all in the tournament. That was disappointing. But to finish that season, obviously, so well domestically, that there was about eight or nine of us. I think Jonathan Gould became the ninth player from our team to go to the finals that year. It was just a special moment in my career. Probably the highlight, winning the league and then getting picked to go to the World Cup with your country. It doesn't get any better. As I say, the only way it could have possibly got better if I'd get minutes.
So what's better, getting chosen for Scotland at the World Cup or stopping 10 in a row?
I think one leads to the other. That's how I'm going to
answer. One leads to the other. He's not going to answer that question, is he, Hugh?
Well, diplomacy. in this city, you're better to be diplomatic.
Yes, yes. Do you remember 1998? And do you think that Simon Donnelly should have played more minutes or got on the pitch at some point?
Well, certainly that Morocco game. I mean, by that time, the ship had well and truly sunk. And, you know, it would have been a great thing for Simon to have had that on his CV. The first game in Paris against Brazil, we took the momentum because the players came out with the national dress on, the kilts.
Yeah.
And the surprise was such, and the reaction was overwhelming. On Friday, it'll be about Germany. It'll be about a special presentation to the widow of Franz Beckenbauer. And it'll be about Germany being the host nation. And we will have to overcome all of that on Friday.
Will we?
I have to be truthful. I cannot see Scotland getting anything out of that game. I think it may, and hopefully I'm wrong, and I frequently am.
We know you're wrong quite frequently, yeah, yeah, yeah. Hugh, and we hope you're wrong again.
It could be damage limitation.
Let me ask you, Simon, will it be damage limitation, or do you think we can get something out of it?
I said to Hugh just before, I said it could be a long night. I think Germany, in their own backyard, it could be a really difficult night. I think we haven't really hit the heights since we qualified. We've kind of, whether it's been subconscious, we haven't really hit the heights of getting the results against Norway, getting the win against Spain. That sort of performance needs to come back out. The boys are capable of it.
What I will say, though, I've watched a lot of Germany in recent months.
They're looking good.
They're looking good, but they do struggle against teams with a low block. Greece, they struggled against. Ukraine, but they played well against France and Holland, but those are two teams that are going to come at
you. It was a French game I've seen, because, yeah, again,
I think Scotland have got a chance, because I think that all the pressure's on Germany, and Scotland are not going to come after Germany like France and Holland do, which then gives them the chances and the space to exploit. So I think Scotland have got a wee chance if they can get it right defensively. If we do what we did at Wembley against England, then I think we've got every chance of getting a point, and what a start that would be, Hugh.
Oh, that, incredible. You know, I've said, and I'll say again, if Scotland were to beat Germany, it would be the greatest result in 150 years
would
of
it?
International football.
Would
oh,
it?
Without question. To be up against the host nation, the opening ceremony, and let's not be deluded, Germany are international football's elite. They are the, among the royal family of international teams.
Does it beat us? Does it beat Scotland winning against Holland in 1978?
Yeah.
That great Dutch team. Does it beat that?
Yeah, because of the circumstances. I believe it would be the greatest result in 150 years. But at the same time, I cannot conceive of how we do it.
Stop it, Hugh! You want you to stop this?
Truthful.
Yeah, I want you to be truthful, but come on. We're two nights away.
No. You clearly don't want me to be truthful because you've asked me to stop it. I am being truthful. I call upon those who are about to phone in to tell me that I am wrong.
Yes,
and
please
that we
do.
Are the underdog.
Please do tell us that Hugh is wrong. 0141 951 1025. I think Scotland can get a result. Hugh Keevan says no. I'm not sure what Simon thinks. Are you an I or are we getting a result, I or no?
I am ever the optimist.
That's not that.
Scotland. So you're going to say aye.
You're saying aye. Good, right. So Hugh Keevans, we'd love for you to come on and tell Hugh Keevans why he is wrong, and we love when you do that. 0141 951 1025 is the number to call. Also on the show tonight, we'll be hearing from Gordon Duncan, Mark Wilson and Gordon Dale. They've arrived in Germany. They're there. Are they in Munich yet?
Yeah.
Are they there? Because I know they're flying via Frankfurt, was it? And they had a couple hours in Frankfurt, and then they were making their way to Munich. Do we know they're in Munich? They're in Munich, so we'll be hearing from them shortly as well. Also on the show tonight before 8 o'clock, former Hearts and Scotland defender Gary Naismith will be joining us for a chat from his camper van. He's in a camper van right now driving to Germany, is Gary Naismith. He is in that camper van right now, and he'll be speaking to us just after 7 o'clock.
Don't tell him what I said to you when you said to me, how many caps do you think Gary Naismith's got? I said, 12? Looked it up, 46.
46 caps for Scotland.
I was only out by 34.
So we're speaking to Gary Naismith later. Also, here's an interesting one. Domestic matters. Conor Barron might be heading to Rangers from Aberdeen. And Aberdeen fans are clearly not happy at the prospect of him turning up at Ibrox. And a lot of Aberdeen fans seem to think that he will ruin his career by moving to Rangers.
Because?
Because it doesn't work out for young Scottish players when they make the move to Celtic or Rangers.
Well, I defer to my learned friend Simon Donnelly because he was once his manager.
Yeah, well, very briefly, me and Mark Wilson had him at Brecon.
Conor Barron?
Yeah,
and
he came in and I liked him. I thought he was a very brave player. Young lad just coming in wanting first team football.
Is he ready for Rangers? Apparently he's coming in for a medical.
Well, listen, I think he's had a decent season. I think we spoke about it earlier on. I don't think Hugh thinks he played as many games. I'm not sure how many games he played this season. When I've seen him, I think he can play the lad. I think he's brave. He's got a wee bit of tenacity about him as well.
Would it be a good signing for Rangers?
I think he would.
Okay.
I think he would.
And we'll get to that shortly as well, but we'd love to hear from you in regards to Scotland. Please tell us that Hugh Keevans is wrong. We love when you do that. First, let's hear from the Scotland camp. Here's Billy Gilmore talking about the prospect of facing Toni Kroos on Friday night in Munich.
Toni Kroos is unbelievable. Yeah, you've seen what he's done in the game, and just to watch him on TV, the way he moves the ball, passes it, the simple things he makes 100% perfect. And if I do get the opportunity, I'll be excited. Of course, one of the greatest midfielders of the game, and to test myself and compete would be a great opportunity.
Hugh Keevans, does Billy Gilmore start on Friday night alongside Toni Kroos and gets to make his dreams come true?
I don't think so.
You don't think he does?
I don't think he starts.
Who starts in midfield? Is it McGregor and McTominay, yeah. Christie and McGinn?
Yeah, you need to make room for McTominay.
So McTominay's in? If he's fit,
I don't doubt.
I think Gilmore plays.
Yeah, mm-hmm.
Do you? Mm-hmm. Ahead of who? Christie.
So in my head, who did I have? Gilmore, McGregor, McTominay,
and McGinn.
And then
no space
striker,
for Christie.
A striker.
Interesting. But you don't think Gilmore starts?
He's a talent. He's obviously at the biggest club in Britain, being at Brighton. I won't say that because my grandchildren are season tickets.
I got you.
But I don't know. I just feel that Ryan Christie might get the nod.
Can play Christie up top, yeah.
See, Christie's been playing deep for Bournemouth this season, yeah. And he's been a revelation there. And the thing that I love about Christie is that he can create.
Yeah.
And that's what he's got in his locker, whereas I think Gilmore and McGregor are very similar players.
You need him because if you get the great result, he'll greet in front of the cameras and that'll be it.
0141 951 1025 is the number to call. Would Gilmore start for you ahead of Ryan Christie? We'd love to hear from you. 0141 951 1025 is the number to call. Let's go to your calls. Who have we got lined up? We've got Stuart there waiting. Yes, we have Stuart's in Coatbridge. Hey, Stuart, how are you doing? Stuart.
Hi, hello.
How you doing, Stuart? You all right, my man?
Yes, how are you? Yes, I'm going to say who came is going to be wrong. The reason why I was doing in the bookmaker last week to do a pick-out number, and it was number 25, so I said, well, Scotland can win 1-0 in the 25th minute, and I also think the goalkeeper will need to turn up as well. I've just got a gut feeling that Scotland are going to win the opening game.
Right, so where did you get this feeling from? Where were you and what was happening?
When I was doing the bookmakers and I'd done a sweep.
You did a sweep?
I did a sweep. I picked it up. You had to put your hand in, not look. Uh-huh. Number 25 come up, so it'll be 25th minute. So I'll say, I'll double that up and put so much on for Scotland to win 1-0 and to score in the 25th minute.
And who's going to score that winning goal for us? Or did you not get that far?
No, I didn't get that far. I was just talking about it, but I know.
So I bring logic and reason, and you bring me a trip to the cream cookie and some sweep.
Well, his way of coming to a result is just as good as you sitting there and just being negative.
No, I'm not being negative.
A negative Norman, as Steve Clark would describe you.
Well, negative Normans exist, and positive Peters exist, and that's fine. But I'm only giving logic and reason a run round the block because it's the opening ceremony. It's the first major tournament to be held in Germany since the country was unified. There's a tremendous pressure on them, and they have that kind of national arrogance, and they admit to that being the case, and they think that they can go all the way to the final. And for them to lose to Scotland would be a disaster in the eyes of the German people. I just think we're up against it.
I don't think we lose to Germany. I'm not saying we win it. I don't think we lose. And we'll send them home to think again. And also Mr. Hugh Keevans.
They are
home. He sent again. Eh?
They are home.
They are home, but we'll send them home to their houses or their hotel to think again. That's what I'm getting at, because you're going to be wrong. Stuart, thanks for that, mate. Let's go to Daniel. He's in East Kilbride. Good evening, Daniel.
Good evening, Farrell. How are we?
Not too bad. Go and tell Hugh Keevans why he's wrong.
Well, I don't want to disclose who I know and why I know them, but I actually know someone who's in the SFA over in Germany right now in the camp, and morale is through the roof. Obviously, we've had about 5 defeats in our last couple of games.
Yeah.
Through the campaign, we were absolutely riding on a high, and I think because obviously the games that we were doing so well in our friendlies, this competitive mindset has sort of came back swinging, and I just don't think this morale can deflate this team. We might not guarantee a win, but I definitely think we could put on a show against Germany.
Simon Donnelly, what do you think?
Listen, it's great to hear that morale's high. I wouldn't imagine anything other than that. I think these guys, I think they feel as if they owe it to themselves to try and get out of this group after the last Euros. I think with the 2 games at Hampden, we obviously get a really good result down at Wembley, but I think there's more in the tank for this team, and I think they've showed it, certainly in the qualifying stages, getting some great results. In the lead-up to it, obviously the results since haven't been too clever, but I think it's now tournament football. It's now the stage that they want to be in, and I think the fact that a few of them have been over the course will serve as well. I think that there's guys there that will, you know, want to put things right from 4 years ago or 3 years ago, whenever it was.
Daniel, go and give us a hint as to who your source is at the SFA.
Let's just say I know someone related to the VP of the SFA currently.
The what?
The PT?
The Vice President of the SFA.
Vice President of the SFA. Yeah, yeah. Who's the Vice President of the SFA? I know the President. So is it Mike Mulroney?
Mike Mulroney's the President.
President. So who's the Vice President there?
I don't know his name, but it's the person's dad.
The person's dad. So it's one of them.
Now, the first guy gave me the bookie. Now you're giving me the cousin of a guy who knew somebody that was once married to somebody that worked for the SFA.
No, Hugh, you've got it all wrong. I work with a guy, and it's his daddy.
He works with a guy.
And how does that... I mean, as Simon says...
The Vice President is the guy's dad, so the Vice President is clearly speaking to his son, who's speaking to Daniel. That's a good source.
Daniel,
can I just say, I think that's a brilliant source. And let's be honest about it. Hugh Keevans and the job that he's done over many, many years has used much less reliable sources than that to get stories.
But... As Simon said earlier, if morale wasn't high and optimism high...
Oh, you stop it, you!
What are you doing there? You're about to play in the first major tournament for 26 years with Britain.
Wait, hold on. You need to stop this because, I tell you what, see the next ad break, we'll just remove you.
No, you won't.
Because
I'm a popular figure on this station. Unlike the guy that's going to bounce me out the place.
Can I just remind you of France and South Africa?
Uh-huh.
Can I remind you of what the Germans are going through right now? They're fighting on the training pitch. You're telling me... You're saying...
The fact that they're fighting on the training pitch...
It was 1990. Was that Argentina
That was Argentina, yeah. But you're telling me just by being there, the morale should be high. That's not always the case, Hugh. So to hear that from Daniel, I think that's good news. Morale is there. The camaraderie is there. It's not always there ahead of a major tournament. So again, you're being a negative, Norman.
No.
And I think you need to rethink this.
I have been to these major tournaments with Scotland and...
Showing off now.
It's always... Wonderful. No one's given me any logical reason why. The best that Daniel could do, incidentally, was I don't think we'll win, but we'll give it a good go.
Daniel, one final question for you before you do go. Will we get out of the group and get into the knockout stages?
Yes, and I'll tell you why. Because even if we get third, there is still a very high chance we can make the knockouts. So I think this year is our best ever chance. Especially with the team we've got, the connection between the players.
Yeah.
I just don't see it not happening. And if we do, I think we should hang our heads between our legs and just walk with shame.
Yeah, I agree with you. I think we get out of the groups. In a word, Hugh Keevans, do we get out of the group stages?
Possibly.
Oh. Simon Donnelly, do we get in the group stages?
Yes, come on, yes.
Right, this week the Tartan Army are taking off to Germany and we've teamed up with Glasgow Airport to give them the ultimate send-off. All day people have been checking in at the Tartan Army meeting zone, including our very own Gordon DL, Mark Wilson and Gordon Duncan.
You are the voice of Scottish football. Call 0141 951 1025. Clyde One Super Scoreboard.
coming up to 6:30. Clyde One Super Scoreboard is going to be live in Germany, thanks to UK debt expert Gordon Duncan. Gordon DL and Mark Wilson, who you just heard, will be live from the Scholars Lounge in Munich. Good luck with that, boys. They're going to be there tomorrow and Friday. Then they've got a special show on Saturday from the Olympia Park Fan Zone. That'll be great on Saturday between 2 and 4. The UK debt expert has helped over 250,000 people deal with debt. That's about 5 times the capacity of Hampden, and 45,000 of those are here in Scotland. So if you're struggling with debt you can't control, talk to the UK debt expert. There is a solution for you. Check out the website ukdebtexpert.co.uk. Hugh Keevan's with me tonight. Simon Donnelly, Hugh Keevan's the Grim Reaper, the negative Norman. Simon Donnelly sat next to him, very optimistic and excited about Scotland's chances at the Euros. Hugh thinks that he's just being realistic.
Yep.
Doesn't think Scotland will get anything against Germany. Mm-hmm. Has a wee chance of getting out of the groups, but not optimistic, are we?
I think that Steve Clarke has outlined that the options that would get us out, if he makes history by being the first man since 1954 to get Scotland out of a qualifying group, I will salute him. He has a hard job in his hands. He's playing in the final game, for example, Hungary, who didn't lose at all in the qualifiers.
All right, you need to stop this. Would you just stop it?
Would you prefer me just
to
say
the
flower of Scotland?
I think that's where we get our win.
Against Hungary? Don't, Hugh. Don't say we won't.
4 points.
We'll get 4 points.
Yeah.
Love you, Simon Donnelly. Oh, you're always one of my favourites on Super Scoreboard.
4 points, I think.
Right, let's go to Lee, who's on 5. Hello, Lee.
How are you, Paul?
I'm all right, mate. Lee, go and tell Hugh Keevans he's wrong.
No, he's no wrong. He's right.
No, Lee. See, there you are. I've got a caravan in Anstruther. We people in Fife know what we're talking about.
Aye, okay. Nah, it's... Right. Hello, anyway. I wish you all the best.
Thank you.
And I wish the Scotland team all the best. I hope they get the group. I really do.
But will we?
I think they will. Aye.
Aye.
But they won't beat Germany.
Well, that's debatable. Aye.
Yeah. Yeah. It's going to be a tough one, that's for sure, Lee. What do you think we'll get in our 3 games? How many points will we get, Lee?
Well, if they're playing Germany, I think I'll see about 9 or 10. Maybe top end.
That'll be good.
And I'll be optimistic, yeah.
So that means they're beating the 3 teams then? They're beating Germany, Hungary and Switzerland?
Aye. Well, they beat Spain. They beat Holland. Holland, sorry.
Norway.
Norway, beat him. It's not impossible.
No, Lee, look, I'm an optimistic guy when it comes to Scotland. But I've got to say, that's just not going to happen. I'm sorry, Lee, that's just not going to happen, and I hope that I'm proved wrong, but thanks so much for your call. Lee thinks we'll get 3 wins out of 3. Even you're not that optimistic, Simon Donnelly.
No. I think we'll...
where are we getting our points?
Right, well, I don't want you accusing me of being a negative Norman.
We're getting beat by Germany, that's what you're going to say, aren't you?
I think we will. Don't get me wrong, when it comes to 8 o'clock on Friday night...
I get you.
I'll be hugely positive. But I think we'll get a draw against the Swiss, and it'll go down to the last game.
And then you think
we'll beat Hungary.
We'll beat Hungary.
And 4 should be enough to get through.
I know what Hugh was about to say in regards to Hungary. Hungary went through 2023 undefeated, and they beat England home and away.
I know. And then did they get beat off the Republic?
They did. I watched the game.
Your hopes got up, and then I think they beat somebody 3-0 in the following game. No mugs.
We'll lose to Germany, beat Switzerland, and it will come down to the usual story of agony and ecstasy against Hungary.
Lee, you have a great night. Enjoy the Euros. Let's speak to Jerry, who's in Kilwinning. Good evening, Jerry.
Hi. I was going to say Gordon, but it's not. It's the
No, it's a good. It's a good looking one, mate. It's me, you, and Cameron.
Never has a man had a face for radio. Watching that on the screen there right now.
Oh, Jerry.
Jerry. If you had to choose the best looking person on the show tonight, is it myself? Is it Hugh Keevans or Simon Donnelly?
Well, that's got to be Simon Don and Leonardo DiCaprio. You know, I still remember you not getting on that raft in Titanic, Simon. It was a shocker. But
all right, Terry. Most, by
the way. Okay, you think Simon Don looks like Leonardo DiCaprio?
That was the big thing in the 90s, you know.
Was that?
A long time ago.
That wee guy from PLZ Soccer, he's got the Simon Donnelly haircut. I don't know what his name is, but he seems to be trapped in the 90s, even though he looks about 12, but here we go. Anyway,
hold on a second. Do you think you look like Leonardo DiCaprio when you look in the mirror?
No.
Do other people think you look like Leo DiCaprio?
I think I got it in the 90s, but I think then folks started calling me the wee guy out of Game of Thrones.
Oh, yeah.
The older I get.
I can see that.
You're agreeing with that. Thank you very much.
I'm not agreeing with that one more so.
Thankfully,
than...
I've got a thick skin. Do you know who we're talking about, Hugh?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Are you a big Game of Thrones?
I get Paul O'Grady.
I get that one. Not so sure
Let's
about Leo.
Honest.
Anyway.
What do you want to
say? Yeah.
This. Simon's the nicest guy on that show. It's basically saying he's the smartest guy on Death Row, so it's not really much of a praise anyway.
Oh, the compliment was there and then he took it away.
Right, Jerry, what do you want to say, mate?
What do I want to say? Well, I want to say Scotland's... Why not just go for it? What's the point of being worried and not having any fear? Just go there, play the games and let's see what happens. There's no point being negative like Hugh.
Aye.
Just go there and be absolutely positive and give it all. We've got some top drawer players. Callum McGregor is a Celtic multiple trophy winning captain. James Forrest is one or two trophies behind Bobby Lennox. We've John McGinn playing at the top level, Scott McTominay in the Premier League. Billy Gilmore's a talent. Okay, maybe, you know, we don't have a striker, but so what? We're not the only team that don't have strikers.
Right, well hold on. Your 31 goal Lauren Shankland's in the squad. You forgot about him.
I did because I don't rate him.
How dare you?
Ah, shut up.
Who are you saying that to me?
Yeah, you. Yeah. Oh, shut up.
I mean, we're only, 35 minutes into the show and you're telling me to shut up?
Yeah. And
that's fighting talk there, Hugh.
I would say I was 30 minutes too late with that.
Scored in the last game.
But anyway, prior to every major tournament, we get all this stuff about why don't we just go there and go for it? We did the last time. We got one goal, 1 point, and out.
Jerry, go and tell him to shut up.
Hugh, last time was a weird situation for the entire world. I'm not blaming COVID for everything, but, you know, it was just, we weren't really set up, didn't really have the focus for it, I don't think, and it was just a bizarre situation.
And I think the lack of fans at Hampden for two home games didn't help us either.
Yeah. Well, Jerry, take us back to 1954. What went wrong there and in 58 and in every other major tournament that's happened since then?
Well, my dad was 1 in 58, so I can't really comment much on that. I don't know, Hugh. I mean, what would you want me to say? You know, we didn't live up to the expectations. 78 is the one I keep hearing about. I was still 10 years from being born. You know, we didn't go there and play, get the breaks. We had top draw talent. I'll tell you something, actually, controversial point. Maybe if the SFA had given the Lisbon Lions more caps in the 60s instead of not doing that for reasons that I think you know all about, maybe if we'd done that, then we might have actually done a bit better.
We had phenomenal players from both Celtic and Rangers.
And right through the 60s, 70s and into the 80s.
Yeah, until big Joe Jordan came along and got the header against Czechoslovakia that took us to Germany in 74. We had the very best players from Celtic and Rangers and couldn't qualify.
Many caps did Bobby Lennox get you?
Well, you're determined to make a case here that... Yet? I know the case that you're making here, Jerry, that the Celtic players were harshly treated, victimised or whatever. But we can't go into all of that. I mean...
You brought up 1954, 1958. I'm asking about the 60s now. That's a bit more recent.
Are we going to go through every decade now?
My point of it bringing up 1954 was that at any major tournament since 1954, we have gone full of optimism, and the optimism turned out not to be justified when it came to getting out of the group stages, which we have never done.
But we also didn't carry any luck in a lot of the tournaments as well. For example, the World Cup that sticks in my head.
96.
82. 96, well, 82.
A goal away.
Aye, but exactly, in 82, Willie Miller and clashing, running into each other, allowed the Russian player to run through and score the goal.
Yeah.
Yep.
And then you look at 96, I think if we score that goal against England, we don't lose that game either. So, yeah, we were unlucky. Jerry, one final question for you. Should Simon Donnelly have played at the World Cup in 1998?
Probably.
An interesting call. I think the most interesting part of that call was the fact that somebody thinks that Simon Donner looks like Leonardo DiCaprio.
That wasn't Jerry, though, was it? He never really backed that up. or did he?
He did.
Did he?
He did very much back it up. Right, make me a winner. Clyde One. Yes, Make Me a Winner. Well done to Gemma, who was on the school run when she won big time with Make Me a Winner. She plans to pay off her mortgage and spoil her three daughters after winning £125,000. Well done to you, Gemma. Now, you could be a winner tomorrow. It's 150 grand up for grabs. And if you want to be in the draw, all you have to do is text YES to 61025. That's YES to 61025. Text to £2 plus your standard network rate. Enter at clyde1.com. Online entries cost £2. Or call this number 0330-880-4523. Calls charge at standard rate. Over 18s only. All the rules for this network competition are online. And if you get a call from us after 3pm tomorrow, answer within five rings. And the first words out your mouth should be, make me a winner. You do that, we'll give you £150,000 straight into your bank account after the call. So text YES to 61025 for your chance to win £150,000. Stand by on the way next, right here on Clyde One Super Scoreboard. We'll be playing a little game with Simon Donnelly and Hugh Keevans.
141-951-1025. This is Scottish football's league leader, Clyde One Super Scoreboard.
Yes, Clyde One Super Scoreboard with me, Ewan Cameron, tonight in the hot seat, and I've already fallen out with Hugh Keevan. Simon Donnelly is alongside Hugh. Now, before the opening game of France 1998, Simon Donnelly was at France 1998, but was not deemed good enough to play any of the games. There was a hell of a party where the great and good of Scotland, including the likes of Sean Connery and Ewan McGregor, got together for a legendary night.
It was I'd have been at that party.
I missed out on a great night. You did. So this legendary night happened the night before we played Brazil in the opening game. And it's happening again this year in Germany, as once again some well-kent faces from Scotland descend upon Munich for a night in Bavaria, and all the proceeds are going to a great cause. Now, on the line for us right now is one of the organisers of the event that's happening tomorrow night. It's Ian Faulkner. Good evening, Ian.
Hello, good evening.
How are you?
From Munich.
You okay?
Well, very good. We're sitting here with some well-kent faces in a beer cellar in Munich. A lot of Scottish out here tonight.
Right.
Obviously, Fred McCauley was almost mauled on the way here. Adoring fan.
Right. So what we're going to do here with Simon Donnelly and Hugh Keevans is play a little game with them. And we're going to be playing some clips of some of the names that are rumoured to be heading to the event tomorrow night. So let's do this. Clip number one. One of the guests that are meant to be there tomorrow night is this. Write it down. Who's that? What, you? Thank you for that. Hugh Keevans has got it right. Who do you think it is?
Amy, what's her second name?
What's her second name?
McDonald.
So, Ian, can you confirm, will Amy McDonald be there tomorrow night?
Amy McDonald is coming. We don't know if she's singing, because she's flying in from
Maldives.
Correct.
So she's going to come and be on stage with Fred and Ali. And
don't say anything else. Don't say anything else. So Amy McDonald definitely going to be there tomorrow night alongside Fred McCauley and Ali McCoy. So here's another clip for you. Who else is going to be there? It's a clue to who'll be there tomorrow night. Play the third clip. Also associated with this person. Star Wars, Trainspotting.
It's Irvin Welsh.
It's not Irvin Welsh.
Ewan McGregor.
It's Ewan McGregor. Is Ewan McGregor going to be there tomorrow night, Ian Faulkner?
Nah, Ewan is filming. He's filming and can't come.
Oh, nightmare. Okay, well, that was one of the rumoured names to be... Well, that was one of the rumoured names meant to be there tomorrow. Here's another one for you. Play the clip.
This is blasphemy. This is madness.
Madness.
This is Sparta!
Name is Scott. Gerard Butler. Is Gerard Butler going to be there tomorrow? It's another rumoured name.
He was at uni with two tables loads of people, and we're hoping he's coming. We think he's coming, but Like Koisty, you never know until the last minute.
Here's the next clip. Can you name the two individuals that is also going to be on stage tomorrow night in Germany? Muppet Show.
Statler and Waldorf.
Yeah. And you can turn it off now. Who is a Statler and Waldorf of Super Scoreboard?
Willow and the Dazzler.
It is Mark Wilson and Gordon DL, rumoured to be there tomorrow night. The Muppets, are they going to be there with you?
It's correct, yes.
That's correct. Got you.
For suggesting that McCoy and I were a pair of Muppets.
Well, I was going to get to that Fred McCauley in just a second. Here's another clip of our rumoured guest tomorrow night. Play the clip. Why does
it always Fran Healy.
Yes. You can turn
with
off
his
now.
Orange hair. He's got orange hair.
Aye. Yeah. So Fred McCauley, is Fran Healy and Travis going to be there tomorrow night?
100% yes.
100% yes, that's a good one. And one final clip, and I hope this clip is true, that he's going to be there. Have a listen.
The luckiest team in the world. They were a disgrace of performance. Nolan McQuish won a cup for Aberdeen. Nolan McQuish played Rangers themselves. They were a disgrace of performance. But I'm okay in winning cups, doesn't matter. Their standards have been set long ago, and we're not going to accept that from any Aberdeen team. There's no way can we take any glory from it.
Sir Alex Ferguson, rumoured to be there tomorrow night with Fred McCauley and Ali McCoys and Ian Faulkner. Is it happening?
Yeah, Fergie is confirmed.
Wow, that's a brilliant lineup. Fred, you must be delighted with that, and it must bring back some memories for you from 1998.
It certainly does, Ewan. It's, I've got to say, one of the most exciting gigs I've been involved in a number of years. Except, of course, when I came to work with you.
So how did 1998 come about, that legendary night ahead of the game against Brazil when Sean Connery and a whole host of Scottish stars turned up? How did that come about?
Well, it was the man sitting to my left here, Ian Faulkner and David Yarrow, decided that it was too good an opportunity to miss. Tomorrow's going to be the same. There's a whole heap of people out here. I would say the guys that are coming to our event are kind of Tartan Army, open brackets, Sandhurst Division. They all seem to be officer class. But it was so memorable. Ali and I had done a TV show with Ewan and Ulrika, Richard Wilson and the late, great Jimmy Hill. And the whole atmosphere for 2 or 3 days was just beyond belief. And then, of course, there was the game that I still tell people, I remember it so fondly, when Scotland gubbed Brazil by 1-2.
I was, I'm not name dropping here, but I was actually speaking to Amy McDonald earlier to ask if she was actually going to be there tomorrow night. So she's actually, I think she's flying right now and she's arriving in Munich tonight and she is turning up. She wasn't sure, like Ian was saying, if she was going to sing. But I have also heard that the Bay City Rollers might be performing tomorrow night.
Johnny Mack is coming, which is very exciting. And you'll be playing just before Travis at 11 o'clock.
Amazing.
I would hope, Ewan, that if we are shang-a-langing it tomorrow, that Amy will feel the need to join us on stage for that.
Well, I'm sure she will want to shang-a-lang on stage and sing along.
Travis are singing as well.
Travis are singing as well, okay. That'd be brilliant. And Foz is going to be with her. Her husband's going to be there as well, so you could get him on stage, but I don't know if many
of them. She was called Mrs. Forster by Tommy Wright, who's at Johnston.
That's right. So is it all set to go then? You're looking forward to it, Fred?
Sorry, I didn't catch that, sorry.
I was just saying, are you looking forward to it now? You're all set to go?
Unfortunately, I'm not going to be able to go to the game, so tomorrow is the big night for me.
Right, okay. What about yourself, Ian? Have you got a ticket for the game on Friday night?
Oh, no, I'm not. I'm saving my powder for Stuttgart next week.
Got you.
I think there's 100,000 here going, and it's very exciting. Maybe two. It's a brilliant atmosphere. There's a lot of bagpipes and mad-looking people running around happily.
And, Fred, one final question for you. You've got a whole host of stars turning up to this party tomorrow night on the eve of the start of the European Championships. And I've got Hugh Keevans and Simon Donnelly sat next to me, and they look absolutely gutted they didn't get an invite.
I blame that on the post office. I've got to call a Benno.
Ian Faulkner, Fred McCauley, live in Munich for us. All the best tomorrow night. It's been lovely speaking to you.
Great to chat to you too, Ewan, as always.
Feeling back, wiedersehen.
Cheers, mate. Thanks so much. Auf Wiedersehen to you both. That sounds like an epic night, doesn't it?
Yeah.
Yeah.
The one in the night before the Brazil game.
In France.
The pictures looked,
I know,
incredible.
And how does Mark Wilson and Gordon Deal get in there?
They've managed to sneak in there, haven't they? They've managed to sneak in.
Well, what they don't know is that they're working as waiters at the other.
Go and play that Muppet music again just for Gordon DL and Mark Wilson. Go and play that bit of music for me again. So, yeah, that'll be a cracking night tomorrow night in Munich. I'm sure we will hear all about it. We'll see all the videos and the pictures of it as well. Here we go.
There you go.
Hugh, if you were a Muppet, who would you be?
Miss Piggy.
you get pink on.
That's why. Right, coming up next, just after the news at 7, we've got Beat the Pundit. If you would like to play Beat the Pundit with a chance to win a signed football, give us a call now on 0141 951 1025. That's 0141 951 1025 if you want to play Beat the Pundit. And we'll also be speaking to former Hearts and Scotland defender Gary Naismith, who's currently in a camper van driving to Germany. It's all happening after 7. Stay right there.
Tackle the headlines. 0141-951-1025. Clyde One Super Scoreboard.
Good evening, Clyde One Super Scoreboard. Just gone 7 o'clock with me, Ewan Cameron, in the hot seat tonight. The reason I'm here is because Gordon, Mark and Gordon DL, they are in Germany right now, and they'll be live from Munich tomorrow evening with Clyde One Super Scoreboard. Alongside me tonight, former Scotland player, Celtic player, Partick Thistle, St Johnstone. What other Scottish team was it?
Dunfermline.
Simon Donnelly is here with us tonight, and also the Dark Lord himself. Mr. Negative Norman. Hugh Keevans thinks that Scotland will get bumped on Friday night and that we might not get out the group stages. So Hugh Keevans is here with us tonight. That's going to be your theme tune from here on in. The Dark Lord himself, Mr. Darth Vader. Hugh Keevans is here. It's now time to play Beat the Pundit.
Beat the Pundit with the Scottish Sun. For the best football news and opinion online, thescottishsun.co.uk/football.
Right, Beat the Pundit. It's 156-56 to the pundits this season, so the pundits have had a tremendous season.
What was the score?
156-56. So you're 100 ahead.
It's a bit of a doing.
It's a bit of a doing. Tonight, if you play and you win, you could go above Jim Duffy.
Oh.
You will jump from 11th to 10th if you win tonight. Simon Donnelly sitting in mid-table could get closer to Cammy Bell. You won't overtake him, but you'll get closer to Cammy Bell. So, we're about to play Beat the Pundit. And we're going to be speaking to Fraser, Jordan, Colin, Kev. They're in Newcastle. Hey, Fraser, Jordan, Colin, Kev.
Hiya. How are you doing?
All right. Are you allowed to have four people?
They're all playing, aye.
Are you on the speakerphone, mate?
Yes, we are.
All right, so Fraser, you're going to be the spokesperson for the group. Is that all right?
Yep, that's fine.
Right, so you've got Jordan alongside you, Colin and Kev, and you're in Newcastle. Are you going to... Where are you going?
Well, we were going to Germany, but there was a bit of a mishap with the ferry.
Oh, no.
It left without us.
We shouldn't laugh. Let's... Don't laugh.
Left without us.
Don't laugh, right. We need to know how you missed the ferry.
There was a toilet stop.
No.
Colin wanted to stop for ice. I missed it by 3 minutes.
Oh, that's a disaster. There's no other boats.
At least you've got a good night out in Newcastle.
We're on the first ferry tomorrow morning.
Right. And when did you get in?
We should get into... We'll get in at 9 o'clock the following day, and then we should get to Munich about 6 o'clock on Friday.
Goodness me.
So straight to the stadium.
And all because you stopped for ice.
Ice. And a pee.
There's going to be a lively night tonight as well. They need to make that boat in the morning.
I know. Who's getting the blame for this?
Jordan.
Jordan and Colin are getting the blame for this. I would leave them behind.
Well, Jordan's driving, so we can't.
Okay. Good luck with your journey. Hope you get there in time. Let's do this. Beat the pundit. Who would you like to play against? Would it be Hugh Keevans or Simon Donnelly?
I think Hugh.
Hugh Keevans.
Oh, you think he's a weak link here?
Oh, no. No, it'd be good to play against him.
Good to play against a legend of Super Scoreboard. Yeah. Here's a question for you. I don't know if you heard this earlier, but somebody suggested that Simon Donnelly looks like Leonardo DiCaprio. Do you see it?
Absolutely.
Oh, do you? Yeah. Do you think Simon's a good-looking lad, then?
I got him. 20 years ago.
A 20 year ago.
Yes, he has a point.
Yes, he has a point. So, heads or tails, he'll get you to make the call here. Heads or tails?
I am always heads.
You're always heads. So if it lands on tails, it'll be Simon Donnelly playing beat the pundit.
Oh, look at that.
And it's landed on tails. It's landed on tails, which means that Simon Donnelly is playing beat the pundit. So what we're going to do is we're going to lock him in his headphones with some music. What are you hearing?
Music.
I know, but take the headphones. What song is it? Can you not sing it for me? Put it against the...
Taylor.
Oh, it's Taylor Swift. See, Fraser was in there. I mean, that's not one of the questions. Right, let's do this and beat the pundit. So, Fraser, Jordan, Colin, Kev, stuck in Newcastle after missing the boat by 3 minutes. Your time starts now. How many Hearts players are in the Scotland squad?
Two.
Which German midfielder retired after the tournament?
Noah.
In the last Euros final, who was in goals for Italy for the penalty shootout win against England?
Donnarumma.
Who is the only Celtic player to score at a Euro 92?
Pass.
How many Euro championships have Scotland been at prior to this one?
Three.
Who knocked out England at Euro 96?
Germany.
Which player has the most Euros final tournament goals? I've started, so I will finish. Which player has the most Euro final goals?
Ronaldo.
Okay. Hope somebody's keeping score of that. That was not a bad effort there. Fraser, Jordan, Colin and Kev.
Ah.
So, Simon, you're back with us.
I'm back, yes.
You're back in the room. Did you enjoy Taylor Swift?
Listen, I'm not a big Taylor Swift. My sister and niece were there on Friday night, so right. It was amazing.
Well, Fraser's clearly a huge fan because he identified that song very quickly, yeah. So, let's do this. Simon Donnelly.
Let's go.
Your time starts now. How many Hearts players are in the Scotland squad?
Two.
Which German midfielder were retired after the tournament?
Cruz.
In the last Euros final, who was in goals for Italy for the penalty shootout against England?
I pass.
Who was the only Celtic player to score at Euro 92?
McGregor.
How many Euro championships have Scotland been at prior to this one?
Three.
Who knocked out England from Euro 96?
Germany.
Which player has the most Euros final tournament goals?
Ronaldo.
I think this might be pretty close, actually, so...
So, I've listened to the question, but 92, did you say that? I thought it was nah.
So let's go through it. How many Hearts players are in the Scotland squad? What did you say, Fraser?
Two.
Yeah, two is the right answer. Which German midfielder will retire after the tournament? You said Neuer. He's not a midfielder, he's a goalkeeper. You said?
Toni Kroos.
You got that right. In the last Euros final, who was in goals for Italy for the penalty shootout against England? The boys in Newcastle passed on this. You said?
I passed as well.
Yes. Oh, did they say Donnarumma? The boys said Donnarumma. Oh, right, sorry. The boys said Donnarumma, and Donnarumma is the right answer. Sorry, lads, you got that one right. Who is the only Celtic player to score at Euro 92? Paul McStay.
Paul McStay, I know.
Paul McStay. Was that not against CIS?
Yes. The last game. 1-3-0. I never listened to the question. I've dived in.
How many Euro championships have Scotland been in prior to this one? You both said three, and you're both correct. Who knocked out England from Euro 96? You both said Germany. You're both correct. Which player has the most Euros final tournament goals? You both said Ronaldo. You're both correct. So, it's five each.
5 each, bit of a game.
Five each. Okay. Tie break. So how does a tie break work?
I need to scribble.
Scribble it down, right, okay.
Show you.
Okay. Fraser, Jordan, Colin and Kev. Simon will write down his answer. Your tiebreak question is this. How many goals were scored at Euro 2020 in total? How many goals were scored at Euro 2020 in total? Fraser, Jordan, Colin, Kev, what's your answer?
2-2-0.
2-2-0?
Too much.
54
games, I don't know.
Got to take the first answer.
No, I've, let the boys touch. Let them have a chat. What do you want to say, lads?
54 games World Cup.
What do you think? Give your final answer.
174 final answer.
174 final answer. Simon Donnelly says 80 were scored at Euro 2020. I can tell you that the winner of Beat the Pundit tonight is the boys in Newcastle!
What was the answer?
It was 1-4-2, so they're nearer. They're nearer. Fraser, Jordan, Colin and Kev, who missed the boat to Amsterdam to get to Munich. It's not been all negative for you. You've got yourself a signed football, and because we're nice here on Clyde One Super Scoreboard, you'll each get a signed football. So congratulations to you all.
I think you've taken an executive decision that the executive won't be able to live up to.
Well, they will, because I don't give a you'll each get a football, and I hope you give a safe journey to Munich tomorrow. All the best, lads.
Thanks, all the best.
Cheers, mate.
You have been done, Simon. Mm. Done. They gave an answer that was incorrect, and you've allowed it to stand.
Go on, play that music again.
What one?
Play that. Your negativity is really beginning to annoy me.
What question was it?
The tiebreak question.
They said 200. 2-2-0.
Right.
So, had we gone with our
the
first
rules
answer?
Of the competition.
No, that's not my rules. I have different rules when it comes to Beat the Pundit.
So, you take an institution like Super Scoreboard and you corrupt the institution by allowing miscarriages of justice.
You've been so negative tonight, Hugh. What's wrong with you, man?
You see, we get people in who support parochial teams, and they come to a big city with electricity, hot and cold water, and they start tampering with the rules.
Okay. Anyway, the boys have each got themselves a signed football.
That'll
from Clyde One Super Scoreboard.
Missing your boat
by 3 minutes because you stopped for ice.
Serve them right.
Good story to tell the grandkids, though, in years to come.
They'll have a hell of a night tonight.
Oh, they will do. Newcastle's a great place. I was at Newcastle for a night a couple of weeks ago. What happens in Newcastle stays in Newcastle.
You're a bit old for that, are you not?
No, I'm not. Not like you, Hugh Keevans. Ryan and Jordan, Les Mahago, how you doing?
How we doing, guys? Hey, Simon. Hey, Hugh. Hey, Jambo Bear. All right.
Hi, guys.
All right. How are you? Who's this? Is it Ryan or Jordan we're speaking to?
This is Ryan.
Ryan. And where's Jordan?
I'm here, hiya.
All right, where are you right now?
Just passing Les Mahago. We're heading down to Dover for the 5 o'clock ferry in the morning.
Could you pick up the lads from Newcastle on the way down?
Do you know that Les Mahago is Wogahamso backwards?
We now know.
Yeah.
Did you know that, boys?
Oh, I don't know.
No. So there you are, you're heading to Dover. What time should you get there at?
We get there for about 3:30 if there's no hiccups.
Right, and what time's your ferry?
The last check-in's at 5.
So you get in the ferry at 5 a.m. What time will you get to Munich?
Munich about between 8 and 9 at night tomorrow.
That's quite a long ferry journey, then, isn't it? What, 5, 12, 7, 16, 17 hours?
No, no.
The ferry's 2 hours.
Dover to. Where is he going? Dover to where?
Dunkirk.
Oh, God, yeah.
Oh, yeah. Menlo Drive.
You're not going to get a ferry to Germany. No. What am I thinking? No.
You'd do well to get the boat all the way there.
Ryan managed to convince me. We're actually driving in a Tesla, so we're driving all electric. So that's added a wee extra something to the journey.
It's added a bit of jeopardy.
We'll be fine.
Do you know what? Nothing will beat last night's caller, who left Kilmarnock, went to Lockerbie, Manchester, and then Morocco. In other words, he left Europe behind in order to attend the championships in Europe, and from Morocco, he flies to Munich. How about that for a journey?
That is some journey, although I do think Ryan and Jordan's journey is going to be rather interesting in a Tesla.
We've been there ourselves. It was a year when we played down in Wembley against England, and it was actually cheaper for us to go via Dublin. So we decided to fly to Dublin. We stayed in Dublin a night, and then we flew down to London.
We almost never got on the flight because we spent more money in the pubs in Dublin than we did. Would have been originally getting the actual proper flight down.
But I bet you had a good night in Dublin,
yeah,
though. So do you have tickets for the games?
Got tickets for every game, luckily.
Oh, that's jammy. The two of you, have you all got tickets?
We've all got tickets, yeah. Both of us have got tickets for every game.
And I need to ask you, because Hugh Keevans is not that confident of Scotland's chances on Friday night. What do you think, boys?
I hope if we get a goal, it's in the 95th minute anyway, because I don't think my nerves can handle the whole game if we get an early goal. But 1-0, 95th, that'll be ideal.
I wish you well.
Ryan and Jordan, the very best of luck to you getting to Germany. Safe journey, and I hope that you don't run out of electricity. All the best, boys. Cheers.
That's fine, guys. Bye, guys.
Cheers, mate. It's amazing what the Tartan Army are doing to get over to Germany, eh?
Brilliant. Absolutely brilliant. Listen to it makes me want to go.
It will truly be the greatest migration of football supporters.
How many Scots are going to be there?
Well,
you know?
It will be somewhere between 100 and 200,000. So, I mean, that's just astonishing.
No. I remember when Rangers reached the UEFA Cup final in Manchester. Mm-hmm. And I remember Manchester Council thinking there'd maybe be 80 to 100,000 Rangers fans would descend on Manchester, and Scotland was telling them, no.
Yeah.
You're going to get at least 500,000 down there. Mm. And they were never prepared for it.
Yeah.
And it's a bit like Scotland, whenever they go anywhere for a major tournament, the numbers are vast. Uh-huh. So we could be actually downplaying the amount of Scots that will be in Germany over the next week or so.
Mm. I think we could be doing with all of them in front of the German goal.
Got an interesting stat here. The 10 dirtiest players at Euro 2024 have been identified, and there's a Scotland player in the top 10 of the dirtiest players at Euro 2024. His name is Ryan Porteous, and this is based on their league form over the season.
Who does these stats?
He's actually number six in all of Europe.
Who's top?
It doesn't say, but he's number six. So I'm going to ask you, Simon Donnelly, the dirtiest player you ever played against.
Dirtiest? Well, you could certainly get away with more back in my day. I'm surprised you can't get away with anything now, really, with VAR and stuff.
Right, so back in your day, who was the dirtiest player? Who was the player that you feared the most to come up against? I mean, you played against some bruising centre-halves in your time.
Basil Boley, maybe.
Aye?
I took a stud on the jaw playing against Basil Boley. I think it was my first game against Rangers, so probably something like that would stick out. Obviously, yeah. I think he had a cut here just on the
and the dirtiest jawline. Player that was in your team, the one that could dish it out, the one that you could count on to stand up for you, put the foot in. Who would that be in your career?
Did you play with Bobo?
I
played against Bobo. That wasn't nice either. It was him and Varga. I went back with Dunfermline. That was who I was up against, Bobo Paldy and Big Varga. Oh, it was horrible. Who played with?
Aye. Who was in
big,
that?
Malky was, I wouldn't say Malky, he was more clumsy. Big Malky Mackay. He used to kind of injure you in the warm-up and training at times. Mm-hmm. Just clumsiness. Stephen Mahe, wouldn't I mess with him? He went to Hearts.
That's right, he did. I did a good job at Hearts as well.
He was a strong player as well. So I wouldn't necessarily say dirty. Strong players.
So Mahe would be one player you wouldn't want to be up against.
Mm, yeah.
Right.
Yeah. Andy had that kind of. He was a bit. He could see red. Let's put it that way.
Yeah.
That he'd missed.
Coming up in a couple of minutes, we are going to be speaking to Gary Naismith, former Hearts and Scotland defender. He is currently driving to Germany with friends and family in a camper van. We'll catch up with him in a couple of minutes, and we'll also have the full-time teaser for you as well. Stay right there. It's Clyde One Super Scoreboard. Taking your call
calls on Scottish football. 0141 951 1025. This is Clyde One Super Scoreboard.
Stand by on the way. We're going to speak to Gary Naismith, former Hearts and Scotland defender. He's currently in a camper van heading to Germany. We'll get to him in just a wee second. But just to remind you, if you've joined us late, it's Clyde One Super Scoreboard. Alongside me, the one and only Hugh Keevans, the Dark Lord himself. Where's his music? Negative Norman sat here.
I am your father.
And alongside Hugh Keevans tonight, Leonardo DiCaprio lookalike Simon Donnelly.
I'm not saying that.
There he is. He's also got the legs out tonight as well. He's in the shorts.
Aye, well, this is me till September now.
Is it?
Aye, shorts.
Okay. So, Gary Naismith on the way, but first, full-time teaser with Universal Interiors East Kilbride. Thanks to Dale Hanley for this.
Full-time teaser with Universal Interiors East Kilbride. Everything's made to measure, so it's never offside.
So, you ready for this?
Yep.
This is thanks to Dale Hanley. 8 players have played for Scotland in 2 European Championships. Can you name them? 8 players have played for Scotland in 2 European Championships.
McCoist.
Can you name them? Correct. McCoist, you have.
McStay.
No.
Nevin.
No.
Stuart McCall.
No. Stuart McCall, yes. Yes, Stuart McCall.
McAllister.
McAllister. Great shout, McAllister, yep. Yes. That's 3 of the 8. This is a good question, Estelle Hanley. Thanks for that, mate. Got 3 of the 8.
Gorham.
Gorham. I'll give you Gorham, yes. That's 4 out of the 8. Right, that'll do for now. Right. We're halfway through. That'll do for now. Right, let's go and speak to Gary Naismith, currently in a camper van, heading to Dover to catch a ferry. Former Hearts and Scotland defender. Good evening, Gary Naismith.
Evening, lad.
How are you, my friend?
Tired.
When did you set off for Germany, Gary?
Sorry, what was that? Sorry, it's a little bit noisy. I'm sitting in the back just now. It's a little bit noisy.
Okay.
I'm not sure to drive it.
So, when did you set off for Germany?
We set off this morning around about 37 here. Me, my son, my two brother-in-law.
And he's just been...
Did he say 37 of them?
No, I think there's 7 of them.
All right.
But the line's really bad because he is in
big camper van.
He is in a camper van heading to Germany. I mean, fair play to the boy. He got in the van this morning. And the reason I know he got in the van this morning is because his wife posted a picture of them getting in the van, and I contacted his wife because I'm friendly with his wife. And then I got in contact with her to get in contact with Gary.
Is he going for the full three games?
Well, I was hoping to find that out, but his line dropped off, and the line is still dropped off. So we'll try and get Gary back in
What's
just a second. Stenhousemuir, isn't he?
Stenhousemuir.
He won the league, and he also won Manager of the Year as well. So he had a great season as well with Stenhousemuir. What was Gary like as a player? Do you remember playing against him?
Tough, aye. You're talking about, I wouldn't say he's dirty, but very tough. Tough to play.
Gary, did you hear that? Simon Dolan just says you're a dirty player.
A dirty player?
No, did not.
I occasionally left the boot in, but I wouldn't class myself as dirty.
No, that was me just putting words in Simon's mouth. So you left this morning at 10 a.m. There's 7 of you in the camper van. When do you expect to get to Munich, Gary?
Probably about 6 p.m. tomorrow evening.
6 p.m. tomorrow evening. So, yeah, so a good, 24 hours before the game against Germany?
Yes. So we're... and then I think we're at a campsite in Munich for 3 nights, and then we'll drive into another place, I forget the name, for a couple of nights, and then we've got an apartment in Cologne for 2 nights, so we'll take in the second game as well, and then we'll come back.
Now, for
so
me...
You're not there for the 3 games then, Gaz?
I won't see the third game, no.
Right.
I won't see the third game. Well, listen, we've started back pre-season.
Oh, of course, yeah.
Pre-season last night. So I took that, and then luckily my assistant manager, Brown Ferguson, he's not going on his family holiday until a week on Saturday, so he'll take a couple of sessions while I'm away. But it was just one of these chances that I've always wanted to travel as a fan.
Yeah.
I'd always said to my son that I would try and take him, and the chance just came up to go. So we just thought, right, let's go for it.
Simon Donnelly sat here, and the more fans we speak to who are in cars and ferries and planes getting to Germany, he's getting more and more jealous.
And do you know something? If my 15-year-old boy is listening, I apologise, because I promised to take him if we qualified, but circumstances...
I've dictated you can.
But he's now trying to coerce me into promising the next World Cup, should we get there.
Gary, what's the experience been like so far, heading to Germany for what is going to be a phenomenal time?
No, there's been plenty of camper vans, and there's actually, right now as we're driving, there's a van in front. It's just a white van. He's obviously done his own paintwork on it. He's got the flag on the back. He's got the Euro 24 symbol on the side. We've passed a lot of people travelling down. And I think people are saying that they're estimating there's going to be 200,000 Scots fans in Munich, which is
amazing.
Which is incredible, really.
It'll be an amazing experience, that's for sure, Hugh.
Gary, you're a manager. Management job is an honourable profession. You're an honourable man. I have been called the Grim Reaper tonight. I have been given the Darth Vader music by Ewan Cameron, because I think Germany will beat Scotland on Friday. Your opinion, please.
I'm not too sure about the result, but I think it's the best time to play them. I think I would rather play them in the first game than the second or third, when they're maybe up to speed. I think this is the right time to get them. Obviously, Scotland are missing a few players. No, I'm going to be positive. I think Scotland will get a result. I'm not saying they'll win, but I think they'll get a result.
Gary, do we get out of the group?
Yes, I think we can get out of the group. Yes, actually, I was speaking to my son about that today. I think we can get out of the group. I think it's 8 teams don't qualify, is that right?
That's right, yes.
So, listen, Germany will be halved. The other games will be halved in a different way, because I think what we'll have to watch is that, because, obviously, Hungary, because the other two teams aren't as well known or as well fancied as Germany, I don't think we can underestimate them. You know, they'll be thinking the same as us, that they've got a chance of qualifying. But I do think that we'll have to play to our best in the three games to qualify. I firmly believe that.
Guys, see if we get the results that we're obviously wanting, or it's going to the Hungary game, and it looks as if we're a chance of qualification. How many out of that 7 are coming home with you on after the Switzerland game?
Well, I'll definitely be coming home, because I'll need to take the training because Brown's away. So I'll definitely be coming home. But listen, I think that'll happen, Simon. I'm not saying massive, but I think that's a lot of people are thinking that if we qualify, they've actually got that potential to stay on for an extended stay.
Yeah, I can believe that.
People have done that, sort of like an open-ended trip, if you want. Some may have only booked one way to come out and just thought, listen, we'll come home when we come home. And what a brilliant position that would be to be as an individual or part of a group, when you say to your wife or your partner, listen, I'll be home when I'm home.
There's still some Scotland fans who never returned from Argentina in 1978 and just ended up staying there.
Every time I saw McAllister play for Brighton, born in Argentina, I thought,
Yes.
And the closer we get, even though we're driving down, we're just in a camper, you know, they're starting to play the Scotland songs, and like we've got the music going, and I'm now done my wee bit of driving, so I'm sitting in the back with the father-in-law. He's on his third or fourth red wine, you know. You're starting to get into the spirit of things and that. So obviously I've got the short straw. I've got to drive the camper onto the ferry at 12:45 in the morning, so I can't have a drink. So a wee bit disappointed in that, but it is what it is. I'm sure I'll have a few when we get to Munich.
100%. Gary, I need to ask you about your own Scotland career. 46 caps for Scotland. You just missed out on the 50. You scored one goal, and I was there that day when you scored against Iceland under Bertie Vogts. And we were talking earlier, how many Scotland managers did you play under?
Oh, wow.
Was it 3 or 4?
Craig Brown,
Vogts,
George Burley, Walter Smith, and I never actually played 4, I think.
So did you play under Walter Smith?
Yes.
You did, right. Okay, so that was when George Burley left. Got you.
Because Walter was the manager when we went to the Curran Cup and things like that. So, definitely played under Walter.
And what's your favourite memory of playing for Scotland? Would it be your first cap, or is there another game that stands out for you, Gary?
the first cap's obviously the best memory because, you know, everybody tries to, as you're growing up, you want to try and play for your country. So there's no doubt that's the best memory. But the one that really stuck in my mind was when it was a qualification game and we had to beat Italy and we lost 2-1.
Oh.
It was a 5 o'clock kickoff.
But yeah.
I think because it was a 5 o'clock kickoff, most of the fans had been out like early, early doors. So but the atmosphere, and I remember standing, singing the national anthem, and I had got maybe, say, 20 or 30 tickets for that game, and I looked across into the main stand, seen my mum and dad, the rest of my family, friends, they were like all sitting within like two rows of each other. And that was like a really, really special memory for me, like just the occasion, the magnitude of the game, and we actually played really well and were unlucky not to beat them. But that was a special memory for me as well.
What about the managers you played under? I mean, I know there were issues with Bertie Vogts, and we won't go there because it was well reported at the time. But what was it like working with Craig Brown, Walter Smith, particularly those two?
Craig Brown, you know, I've done a wee bit of after dinner speaking with Craig. Just we were in the same place. He actually said I was one of the only players that got him the sack twice because I got him the sack for Aberdeen as well. but I enjoyed working under Craig. Be forever grateful for. But I'm giving him my first cap, and some of his team talks and that were legendary, just little sayings that he would have and stuff. Then I loved playing under Walter, you know. I was fortunate enough to play under him at Everton, and then to play under him again at Scotland was outstanding. I enjoyed what my time under Bertie Vogts, you know. I got on well with Bertie. I know there was a bit of negative criticism about him and stuff like that, but me personally, I got on well with him. And I also enjoyed working under John Furley and with people like Terry Butcher that I came up to give him a hand and stuff like that. So really enjoyed everybody really that I've worked under. But for me, there hasn't been a manager or a coaching staff that I didn't enjoy going. You know, for me, like what the lads are saying now that they meet up, it was an honour for me to meet up. You know, it did happen back in our day that players would pull out of squads and then they would magically be able to appear for the team on the Saturday. For me, I missed a lot of games with injury, but I never ever that I can remember missed a Scotland game then was able to play for my club on the Saturday. And it's the biggest regret in my career that I never actually got to 50 caps.
Before I let you go, Gary, I need to ask you about the phenomenal job you did at Stenhouse Muir last season. You won promotion, you got manager of the year. Obviously, you're going to be with Stenhouse Muir next season, but your sights must be on getting into a bigger job, possibly in the Premiership, in the not too distant future. Are you enjoying the management side of things?
Yeah. Listen, the couple of jobs I had before for different reasons didn't go as well as I would have hoped. But you have to learn from these experiences. Stenhouse Muir, I went in, it was the right club for me. You know, they sort of give you the budget and just let you go on with things, which is what I enjoy. Delighted that we won them the first ever league title. Delighted that I sort of got my own career back on track. I would love another shot at full-time managerial role. The club know that, Stenhouse Muir know that, but I'm very happy where I am. I sometimes feel that because I've sort of been in management now 7 or 8 or 9 years, that people actually think I'm old and that my time's maybe passed. But I am still only 45. I've managed maybe over 400 games now. So I'm hoping that somewhere along the lines, if I can keep producing good stuff for Stenhouse Muir, that I'll get that other chance. But as I say, I'm very, very happy where I am. It's a good club, real community club, and I thoroughly enjoy that they just trust me to get on with building and running the football department.
Gary Naismith, former Hearts and Scotland player, it's been an absolute pleasure speaking to you. And did you ever think, in all the years you played against Simon Donnelly, that it looked like Leonardo DiCaprio?
He's not letting this one lie, guys.
We were actually speaking, my son was asking me about Simon earlier, and I actually was saying that when we were at Hearts, and it was like me and Neil McCann on the left-hand side and it was Simon and Jackie on the right-hand side for Celtic. It was just nip and tuck. It was good games. I really enjoyed them. Some days they'd get the better of us. Other days Neil McCann would get the better of them and I would just support them a little bit. But no, Simon and Jackie, especially when they played together, were a great combination.
Should he got more caps than the 10, Simon?
100% he should have got more caps than that. 100%.
Very kind of you guys. Let's have a great time, mate. The '70s. It sounds.
Yeah.
It's going to be a trip. Your son. The memories you'll make with your son will be priceless.
And if you want to have a good laugh, phone me again at the same time tomorrow night, and I'll know what you want to
do. They give us a song.
Gary Naismith, former Scotland and Hearts defender, on his way to Munich in a camper van. Where exactly are you right now, Gary?
I'm going to look at in here, and the sign says Dover Folkestone Channel Tunnel.
Brilliant. Well, safe journey to Munich, man. I hope you have a fantastic time with your family.
Thank you. Cheers.
Bye. Cheers, mate.
Cheers, boys.
Gary Naismith there. Brilliant. Lovely guy.
You know, Simon was talking earlier about the great regret of his life that he didn't get on in the final game in France 98 against Morocco with 3-3. He could have said, I played for Scotland at a World Cup final. And it's interesting to hear Gary Naismith say there, the biggest regret of his life is not getting 50 caps. He fell four short. So it footballers, you know, the mindset is the same.
Yeah.
He was robbed of a distinction, as Simon feels. He was robbed of a distinction. It's fascinating stuff.
Euro stories, let's do this.
Super Scoreboard presents Scotland's Euro stories with the Scottish Sun.
Clyde One Super Scoreboards, Roger Hanna and Stephen Mill are getting ready for Germany with a new podcast, Euro Stories with the Scottish Sun. They'll be speaking to Scotland players that have played at previous tournaments, 92, 96 and 2020. You can catch up right now with episodes featuring the likes of Stephen O'Donnell, who was great against England at Wembley at 2020, Declan Gallagher, Stuart McCall, Kev. I remember Stuart McCall goal against, who was it, Sweden? In the World Cup. And what year was that again?
90,
you're right, yeah. Aye. A good goal as well. We beat Sweden 2-1 that night. There was also a podcast with Kevin Gallagher reflecting on the tournaments they were involved in. And on a new episode today, Colin Hendry talked about his time at Euro 96 and spoke about playing in the first game of a major tournament after his experience at France 98.
I don't think the level of player that we've got now, who are right at the very top, that won't affect them. It'll be an atmosphere that they've never seen before. That's for sure. I mean, the host nation at home, because the whole stadium will be driving the Germans forward. A little bit different for us when we were in Paris against Brazil, because it was neutral.
Yeah.
You know, there was one set of supporters one end, one set of supporters the other.
It could even be harder this time.
It'll be harder. I think it will be harder. 78% is probably going to be supporting Germany because they're on their own patch.
It's in Germany. Same. Yeah.
Scotland's Euro Stories with the Scottish Sun. Get it where you get your podcasts or on Clyde One Super Scoreboard's YouTube channel and head to ClydeOne.com right now for the chance to win a state-of-the-art projector and barbecue so you can enjoy the games this summer. Remember, stay ahead of the game with Scottish Sun Sport at thescottishsun.co.uk.
Number one for football in Glasgow and the West. 0141-951-1025. Clyde One Super Scoreboard.
We're into the final 15 minutes of Clyde One Super Scoreboard. Gordon Duncan, Mark Wilson and Gordon DL will be live from Munich tomorrow night, 24 hours before Scotland play the host nation Germany at Euro 2024. So the boys are there right now and will be live from Munich tomorrow evening from 6 p.m. I am looking forward to hearing that because they're going to be in a pub with a tartan army.
Could be lively.
Good luck to the lads in Munich tomorrow. So we're going to speak to Laurie in just a second. Thanks for your patience, Laurie. Hold on there. With me tonight, Hugh Keevans plays music. Don't press the button. Hugh Keevans music. He's not got much hope for Scotland at the Euros.
No, hold on. I said there was a possibility that we would come out of the group.
And we'll get beat by Germany.
Yes.
Yeah. Full-time teaser with Universal Interiors, East Kilbride. Thanks to Dale Hanley for this question. We've got four of the eight players that we need. Eight players have played for Scotland in two European Championships. Can you name them? You've given me Gorham, McAllister, McCall and McCoist. Need another four.
Tom Boyd.
Correct. Give me one more and then we'll move on.
Craig Burley.
No.
Gordon Jury.
Gordon Jury, correct. So you've got six of the eight. We've got two more to get before the end of the show. Let's speak to Laurie, who's in Cairn Town. Good evening, Laurie.
Good evening, panel.
Oh, I know this voice.
Yes, indeed. I've relocated since I last spoke to you, Stuart. No longer Laurie for Denison, it's Laurie for Cairn Town now.
Yeah, Laurie and Denison, we go back 20 years.
Yeah.
Aye. Long, long time.
Why'd they call you Stuart there?
Well, I'm old.
I said, sure.
So, Laurie, nice to speak to you again, my friend.
And of course, I should have said.
Yeah,
that.
So why have you moved from Denison to Cartown? Why would anyone do that?
Age caught with me, I'm afraid. I was in a flat at 3 up in Duke Street, and I was finding it too difficult to negotiate the 3 flights of stairs.
Right, got you.
Okay. In front door now, so it's... Well, doing it growing old, I'm afraid.
Yeah, it happens to the best of us. It happens to the best of us, my friend. Now, Laurie, Simon Donnelly, the Leonardo DiCaprio lookalike, sat here with us tonight, very optimistic for Scotland's chances, and then you've got Darth Vader next to him, who's not so sure that Scotland will get out of the groups. What's your thoughts? Who are you with?
Well, I've got to be honest with you. I've got to be with you. I've got to strike the first note of discord tonight because I can't see them even achieving a single point.
Oh, come on, Laurie.
I think they'll be back, Ewan, before the postcards. You know, and I get all this, every tournament is the same, you know. People will come on and they're emboldened and optimism fueled after a few scoops. The electric lemonade and fortified ciders. And, of course, inevitably they end up in a near comatose state. But I just kind of see where the results are going to come to.
Why? What makes you think that we are going to get nothing in any of the three games? What's your issue with the Scotland team right now?
Well, firstly, let me acknowledge the fact that they go there, so they will be taking part in the party. But I don't have any grounds for optimism. Nothing predicated in any optimism at all. They can't put the ball in the net. I think it's as good as it's going to get for them.
Laurie, excuse me for interrupting you here, but I know you're a Celtic man. You're Celtic through and through. I would bet my last 50p that I've got here on the desk with me that when Celtic were drawn in the Champions League against the likes of Real Madrid, you would have thought they've got a chance. Yeah?
No, I'm afraid not.
Nah, come on, Laurie. You would have thought Celtic had a wee chance of getting out of that group.
You're confusing optimism with reality. You know what I mean?
No, but did you think that Celtic, in those Champions League groups over the years, you thought at some point Celtic were good enough to get out of that group?
They wouldn't have got occasion. I thought you were talking about last season's campaign.
I'm just talking in general. So why can't you be optimistic like you are with Celtic when we're in a group that I think we're going to be competitive in?
Well, but we kick off EA Cloak and Munich on Friday night. The odds of Scotland beating Germany are 10-1. That tells you everything you need to know. The bookies are seldom wrong. Hungary on the back of a very impressive run of results. Competitive run results. So I think that the only chance I can see them getting anything is perhaps at best a point against the Swiss, and I don't even think they'll achieve that. So for me, I hope everybody that's going out there, incidentally, Matthew incidentally is going out there, he's managed to secure a ticket for the Hungary game.
Yeah.
So I'm not on this programme tonight to, you know, raining anybody's parade.
Oh, you are. You actually are. You're actually getting the Hugh music. Go and get Laurie the Hugh music. You're the Sith Lord and he's the Dark Lord.
Laurie, you stick by your convictions. You have kicked the Darth out of my Vader. And that is the way it should be. The man has the courage of his convictions. He's come on.
Yeah.
And... you?
We can't end the show like this tonight with a negative phone call.
No, we're going to end with you saying shang-a-lang.
No, I'm not. And we can't, can we line up another call very quickly of someone who's got something positive to say about Scotland? Go and say something positive, Laurie.
The only positivity I can come up with is I hope it turns out to be an experience for the players. That's as good as it's going to get. You know, I'm sorry, I can't come up with anything positive because there's a dearth of talent in the squad.
Oh, Laurie, you're really at it now. There's a dearth of talent in the squad. Billy Gilmore, Callum McGregor, Andy Robertson, Kieran Tierney, Lauren Shanklin, Ryan Christie, John McGinn. There's players in the squad that are playing at the top level in the English Premiership. Laurie, come on, give the boys a break.
playing against guys for the Bundesliga night,
Yeah, and there's players in that team that finish 5th and 6th and 7th in the Bundesliga as well.
What do you think yourself, Ewan?
We'll get out the group.
Success coming from?
We'll get out the group.
We'll get out the group?
We'll get out the group.
All right, break it down for me then.
I think we've got a great chance of getting a draw against Germany on Friday night, although I wouldn't be surprised if we lost it narrowly, but I think it'll be a tight, cagey game, but I think we can do a draw. My biggest fear is not Hungary, but Switzerland. Their front three is scary. The pace that they've got in behind is a problem for us, and I think that we get a result against Hungary no matter what happens against Switzerland and Germany, and I think even 3 points could get us out into the knockout stages. I think we've got a win in us, and I think it could come against Hungary in that final game.
Well, if nothing else, you're the eternal optimist.
Laurie, as always, it's an absolute pleasure speaking to you. Or maybe no, actually. Maybe no. maybe. Go and give him that music again. Just say chiro to him. Why don't you and Hugh meet for a pint later and...
Laurie, you and I, proud Glaswegians, Ewan is from the rural communities and he may not be used to the excitement of it all. He may have overdosed on optimism.
Yeah, okay. Laurie, it's been a pleasure speaking to you, my man, and you take care, my friend.
Likewise, Ewan. Good night. Cheers.
Cheers, lads.
Cheers, Laurie.
Simon, you've been very optimistic like myself.
Well, I hope Laurie's completely wrong, obviously. Not a point. I don't think I could sit through the 3 games and not get a point, but...
I mean, anything can happen, but we're going to get something from one of the games.
We need a win. We need a win from somewhere. I don't think it's coming on night one, so we need to look to the Swiss and the Hungary game. I think the Hungary game.
That's the one. Is that the cup final?
I think so. I think the way that
Stevie Clark is speaking, he knows it's going to be all on the Hungary game.
And who knows what Hungary might need? You know, they might absolutely need a win from that game, and therefore that third match is all encompassing.
Yeah, full time teaser, Universal Interiors, East Kilbride. We've got Tom Boy, we've got Gordon Jury, we've got Andy Gorham, McAllister, McCall, McCoysney, two more of the 8 players that have played for Scotland in 2 Euros.
Stuart McKimmy.
Correct! He's another one. Need one more.
Need a clue.
Need a clue. Forward player. Played at the World Cup in 1998.
Gallagher.
Kevin Gallagher, be the right answer. You got all 8. Our thanks to Dale Hanley for that brilliant question. That's it for the full-time teaser. And that's it for Clyde One Super Scoreboard tonight. The boys will be back tomorrow, live from Munich. Thank you, Hugh. Thank you, Simon Donnelly. Enjoy that.
Shang-a-lang,
shang-a-lang, shang-a-lang. Yeah, good luck to Scotland. I'll be back on the 24th.
My wife will say to me, what were you doing singing the Bay City Roars on the wireless?
Take care, good night. Whatever you're doing, have a good one.